All right, welcome to another edition of the program. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and today is January 8th, 2008. And, of course, today we had the New Hampshire primary. And let me just get into the results thus far. And, right off the bat, I'm very disappointed in the results, quite honestly. I really thought Ron Paul was going to do a lot better. And right now he's sitting in fifth place with about 8% of the vote. But let's go right down the list and let's see where everybody stands. John McCain has pretty much been declared the winner by all the major networks. He has around 36% of the vote. And he's followed by Mitt Romney with around 31% of the vote. Mike Huckabee has around 11% of the vote. Rudy Giuliani has 8%. Ron Paul has around 8% as well. There's about a 900 vote difference. And then you have Fred Thompson and Duncan Hunter trailing the pack. And that's the Republican side of things. On the Democrat side of things, Hillary Clinton is leading with 39% of the vote. Barack Obama is in second place with 36% of the vote. John Edwards is in a distant third place with 16% of the vote. Bill Richardson trailing behind with 4%. And then you have Dennis Kucinich with about 1%. And Mike Gravel barely registering with 0.13% of the vote currently. And these are all pieces of information coming from Politico.com. And that's being fed in through or via the Associated Press. And I'm very disappointed what happened here. Now, I believe there's either two things going on here. Either the American people, and in particular, the citizens of New Hampshire, just aren't nearly as engaged as they need to be in the political process, and they are misinformed about what's going on in this nation. Or what we're seeing here is we're seeing a complete rigging of the voting system, and the rigged votes project the reality that the establishment media puts out there. It's one or the other. Or it could be a combination of the two. Now, of course, New Hampshire uses all those Diebold machines, the Scantron Diebold machines, and I have absolutely zero faith in these machines, period. I don't care if they're electronic voting machines. I don't care if they're the Diebold Scantron machines. I just want to go through a direct paper ballot vote. And I know on, what was the website, blackboxvoting.org, Bev Harris's website, she raised a number of questions about the different Diebold Scantron machines that we have in place throughout the state. Apparently there's this one man that has basically contracted out to program all these machines, which is very suspicious. Now, granted, not all of the different townships and towns and what have you use the Scantron Diebold machines. There are some towns that conduct the paper ballot votes. But either still, it's one or the other. Maybe the American people aren't ready for this message of freedom, of the Constitution, of getting rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. Maybe they're just not informed enough to realize what's actually going on. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that I think Ron Paul needs to go out there and start throwing some bombs at these people in the next upcoming debates. We have to break. We're going to analyze this much more on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
work, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, welcome back to the show, and let's just get right into this New Hampshire primary stuff that's going on here. Now, I'm just baffled at how Ron Paul is only at, what is he at right now? Like around 8% of the vote, when he had tremendous support up here. We have a number of libertarian-minded individuals. We have a lot of independents here. Not to mention, 70% of this nation is against the war. There have been polls where 30-something percent of the Republicans, we're talking Republicans, are against the war. Wouldn't you think that a lot of these Republicans would have voted for Ron Paul? I know that's how I feel about this. Plus, not only that, but on the Democrat side of this whole thing, Barack Obama was leading these polls, something like 10%, 8%. And now all of a sudden we're seeing Hillary Clinton in this stunning comeback, winning right now with 39% of the vote on the Democrat side of the fence. This whole thing just stinks. Now, look, I'm not an expert on the electoral systems, these Scantron things or whatnot. But the one thing I do know is that this whole thing just doesn't add up. It's just really, really bizarre. And I think what needs to happen here is that if we're going about this whole process with a deck that's stacked against us, I think Ron Paul needs to go out there. He needs to start throwing some bombs at these people. He needs to get a lot more aggressive. He needs to start calling these people out. Because if all these elections are going to be the same way, he's only going to get like maybe 8 to 9%, 10% of the vote. Well, I mean, he's really got nothing to lose at this point. If he can hang around to the end and just keep throwing bombs at these people, showing these people that they're really a bunch of criminals and they're a bunch of establishment hacks. That's the strategy I believe we need to go in this. He needs to be a lot more aggressive. And let's face it, he's got nothing to lose. He's got absolutely nothing to lose with being aggressive at this point. But we have a call holding. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? I would actually like to think the American people are that damn stupid, rather than this actually turning out to be a mass case of vote fraud. Because if that's the case, they are pushing for people to start to crack open the little tin boxes and grab liberty tools, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I hear you. I totally hear you. And I got a liberty tool myself
and
in
I'm
my closet.
And I'm telling you what, Ron Paul right now does have nothing to lose. You're absolutely right. It's time for him to put the gentleman jacket away and get down to some serious name-calling. Start calling a spade a spade. Oh, I'm sorry, Barack.
Oh, absolutely. He needs to start talking about the Council of Foreign Relations. He needs to start talking about this whole globalist agenda. He really needs to start getting into the nitty-gritty of the matter.
Exactly. He needs to roll up his sleeve and start getting dirty, because don't think for a second that everybody else ain't going to play the same damn game.
Oh, absolutely. Especially,
are.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand is how can Rudy Giuliani possibly be ahead of Ron Paul right now? Rudy Giuliani is hated. The first responders of 9/11 hate him. The firefighters hate him. And this guy is running on a platform based wholly off of 9/11. And he has not been called out on this. I just don't understand how he is getting more of the vote than Ron Paul is right now.
I don't get it. It's got to be massive vote fraud. That's the only thing that I can think of. This is just beyond friggin' belief. It really is. I just don't know what the hell to think anymore with this crap. I mean, well, I think what they're trying to do is this, is to just skew this whole thing so badly where people throw their hands up and just say, to hell with elections, I'm not even bother going to the polls anymore.
Well, it's really that bad. I mean, like I was saying on the Democrat side of the fence, I mean, the polls, first of all, granted, the polls are skewed to begin with, but how is Hillary Clinton winning when she was like 10% down in the polls? I don't understand this whole thing. It just reeks of just all this weird stuff going on.
I know. This is just beyond belief. It's beyond words. This is some kind of crap you'd expect like in El Salvador or something.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't think we're really that much better than El Salvador at this point with the way things are going. I mean, this is getting really, really bad. And you look at the gold price now, it's at record highs.
Oh, no,
and, I mean,
geez,
if we don't get somebody like Ron Paul in office, I mean, this whole economy is just going to fall apart because none of these people know how to fix it or they're unwilling to even talk about the problem.
I don't know. I am flabbergasted, and that's hard for me. I am just totally at a loss here.
I am too. John, is there anything else that's on your mind?
I'm not fighting the good fight. I will not.
I hear you. And John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Good night.
It's extremely frustrating because I know that Ron Paul had tremendous support up here, tremendous grassroots support, all sorts of Ron Paul signs all over the place. If there was a state that he was going to do well in, it was definitely the state. And I'm just amazed that Rudy Giuliani has more votes than he does. It doesn't make any sense. I literally saw zero support for Rudy Giuliani. So, who knows what's going on here? I'm very frustrated at the results. Granted, it could have been worse, but man, I mean, this was a state that was tailor-made for Congressman Paul. And you can argue, well, gee, maybe the campaign, they should have spent more money. And I agree, the campaign should have been more aggressive spending more money in this state, because this was a state that Ron Paul could have done very, very well in, especially with $20 million in the bank that we raised from. That's a lot of money. And I was just expecting a lot more. I was expecting at least 15% at the very least. So needless to say, I'm very disappointed with the results. And let's just update you on the results in case you haven't heard what's going on here. Let's go to the Republican side of it right now. I mean, really nothing has changed, but just in case you're just tuning in. On the Republican side of things, we have John McCain projected to win with 36% of the vote. Mitt Romney coming in second with 31%. Mike Huckabee coming in third place with 11%. Rudy Giuliani coming in fourth place with 8% thus far. And then you have Ron Paul with around 7 to 8% of the vote right now, coming in fifth place. And right now we have 59.8% of the precincts reporting. So pretty much it looks like Ron Paul is going to come in fifth place again in New Hampshire like he did in Iowa. On the Democrat side of the fence, Hillary Clinton is ahead with 39% of the vote, trailed by Barack Obama with 36% of the vote. Then John Edwards is in third place with 16% of the vote. Then you have Bill Richardson, Dennis Kucinich, and Mike Gravel behind them. And like I was saying before, Hillary Clinton winning this state after the polls, well, she hasn't officially won, but it looks like she's well on her way to do that. With all the polls saying that Barack Obama was 10%, 12% ahead of Hillary Clinton, that leads me to believe either the polls were dramatically flawed or there is something funny going on here. I just don't know what to think. It's just crazy. Let's go to another call. Mike in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Lee. I really like your show, and I'd just like to chime in that I've watched this entire thing as close as anybody for the entire duration of it, and it's got to be fraud.
So you think it's definitely fraud? Yeah, that's
absolutely.
I'm kind of leaning towards that direction, too.
I think he probably had truly close to 18, maybe 20%, and up there in your state, it just seems like there's no way he could come in less than 20%, or you know, and that's hitting low.
Yeah, I hear you. I still don't understand how Rudy is ahead of him. That's really my main question.
Well, people have said this earlier today, but you know, I think maybe he just needs to kind of give the bird to the GOP and go independent, and hopefully he's got a lot of money left, and that'll probably, you know, fuel more people to get into it, get a real campaign advisor, you know, that can handle the volume of to the extent that it's gotten. And then, you know, even if Bloomberg comes in, Mr. Chapman made a good point earlier, then it's a four-horse race. You know, if you got two independents and then you got your two old-school candidates, then it's a four-horse race, and that's something that could be interesting if we get that far.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's only four people up there and Ron Paul is one of them, he can interject a lot of issues on a pretty big stage. And I think that's what we have to aim for. He's got to be getting really, really aggressive out there. But, Mike, I got some more calls. Anything else that's on your mind?
I agree with you. He needs to get a more strong advisor and take the gloves off and start popping people.
I hear you, Mike. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Let's go to Ron in Michigan. You're on the air.
Yeah, I second Mike's thoughts about him getting more aggressive. He could be. And what I'd like to chime in as, I guess I've become an old campaigner. I worked for McGovern back in 72. And actually, I worked for Gary Hart in New York State. That was my boss. But, you know, George McGovern was a good governor, you know, in a conservative state, South Dakota, you know, good war record, you know, war hero. And he didn't even care to cover his own state in that election, you know. That was so cooked and fixed, it was just ridiculous, you know. You know, and I thought that then, I think it now, you know. I just give you a thought from way back when, you know, long time ago, but, you know, the guy didn't even cover his own, you know, didn't even take his own state, you know. You know, he lost 49 states, he only took Massachusetts, and that was fixed. So,
yeah, there's been a history of electoral fraud pretty much for a long time, dating back to Kennedy, if not before that.
Yeah. You know, those little ladies that take the bolt, you know, I had second thoughts about them, you know. You know, this is my experience, and I didn't want to queer things by saying it anywhere before, you know, about, you know, campaign.
Ron, we have to break. We have to break. We'll be back on the other side.
Okay, well, nice to talk to you. Bye.
All right, thanks, Ron. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we've got a lot of calls lined up here. I can understand people are frustrated about this, and of course, we're talking about the New Hampshire primary. And in case you're just tuning in, Ron Paul looks like he's going to end up in fifth place with around 7 to 8% of the vote. It just surprises me that even Rudy Giuliani is ahead of him. And there's a lot of weird stuff going on. I don't trust these tallies. I thought Ron Paul had much more support up here, and it doesn't make any sense as far as I'm concerned. But let's get back to your calls. Jeff in Vermont, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I got to say, absolutely ridiculous. I've been through New Hampshire. I support Ron Paul. I've seen tons of people. I can count on my hand how many Rudy Giuliani signs I've seen. That's none. Hardly any. And everywhere you went, there was Ron Paul people. Everywhere. I can't even believe it. Unless all the people that vote Republican watch Fox News, because Fox News is obviously supporting Rudy Giuliani to the toe. I just hope the Ron Paul people, you know, just don't lose hope. And you know, I just think that they almost created this Ron Paul thing just to make people happy, because there's a lot of PO people off there. I know I'm frustrated. I've been up all day studying this, and it's just, and with your vote fraud thing, I think the northern part of New Hampshire, they count their votes, but Manchester, Concord, Nashua, they all have the Diebold Northrop Grumman machine, so and that's where most of the population is. So I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, basically, all of the big towns, the cities, they're the ones using all the D-Bolt machines. I mean, my town uses the little D-Bolt Scantron machines. And this whole thing just absolutely stinks. And like you said, you know, I've seen no Rudy Giuliani signs anywhere, no support for this man, and it defies any sort of comprehension whatsoever that this man is being Ron Paul with the amount of support that I felt, at least, that Dr. Paul had in this state.
He had tons. Absolutely ridiculous. I can't even believe it. It just makes you wonder, and you've probably done your research and studying all this, you know, and New World Order and CFR and, you know, all this stuff. It's just incredible. It makes you think. It makes you wonder, I mean, you know, why even bother? You know, I don't want to get pessimistic at all, but, I mean, I'm just saying, it's like, wow, we got a fight ahead of us. Holy moly. It's just incredible. Really.
Yeah, I hear you, Jeff. And thanks for the call. We got a bunch of calls lined up, so we have to move on. But I appreciate the call. Let's go to who's next? Let's go to Byron in Canada. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys tonight?
Good, sir.
Yeah, hey, you know, I'm even though I'm in Canada, I give a little money to Ron. I hope he can do that anyway. And I am an American citizen, so I hope I can. But anyway, you know, maybe Ron, he's got the right message, it's just the wrong person delivering it. And by that I mean maybe he's a little bit too meek, a little too mild to be in the politics. The other night on Jay Leno, Leno asked him about 9/11 and whether, you know, I think the question was, you don't believe we had anything to do with that? And he goes, oh, no, you know, it was those, whatever he called them. He never had enough nerve to say, well, you know, there's questions that should be it should be investigated. I don't care if there was 15 planes hit those two towers, they still can't explain Building 7 going down. And he never had the courage, you know, to even come out and say, well, you know, something was, you know, not right, that, you know, there needs to be a more thorough investigation. And, you know, and if he can't even come out and say that, because a lot of his support, I think, are people that believe 9/11 was an inside job. And if he can't even support that or defend that position, then, you know, just maybe he's the wrong guy delivering the message.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you mention that because, you know, I've seen him on video where he said that there is definitely a case of at least government incompetence. I think that's an issue that should be brought up because there wasn't one person that was fired or demoted or whatever because of what happened on 9/11. That's just unacceptable. You're telling me that not one person was held accountable for the deaths of 3,000 people? It's outrageous.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, he's had plenty of opportunities to come out and come from that side. I mean, I can see politically where he can't say, yeah, the government was involved or whoever was involved. I mean, I can see him say that, but at least he should have had enough courage to say that, you know, there's a lot of questions that need answered, and, you know, he can't even do that. So, and you know, in all honesty, I think he's probably a wonderful, wonderful old guy, you know, probably he's a great grandfather, but you listen to him, and honest, I was like Lon Leno, he kind of comes off as, you know, as a weak person. I hate to say it, and like I said, I think he's a great human being. I think he'd make, you know, he probably would have been probably the first honest president we could have had in years, but he just comes across as a weak person. And I think in this day and age, you know, I think people want a little bit more than, you know, somebody like that.
Well, sure. I mean, we need him to be a lot more aggressive. And I think what's going to happen, at least I hope, after what's going on here, is that he's going to start getting more aggressive in these debates because he really has nothing to lose at this point. He has absolutely nothing to lose with getting more aggressive and start bringing up issues that might have been considered taboo a little earlier.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Anyway, thanks for the call, or you taking my call.
Sure, no problem. Appreciate you calling in. And, yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to get more aggressive. And really, he's got nothing to lose with two fifth-place finishes. So hopefully we'll see him do that. But anyway, we have to break. We got Renee and Phil. We'll get your calls on your side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, welcome back to the show. And, of course, the topic of conversation tonight is the New Hampshire primary. Ron Paul is in fifth place right now on the Republican side of the fence, and that looks like where it's going to end up for Dr. Paul. And before we get to Renee and Phil, just have to read a quick thing for our sponsors, because we have to pay the bills here. And the Bible says, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 1-888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. That phone number, 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. And now let's get to the calls. Let's see here. Renee in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Yes. These results are impossible. They're just impossible. Last night, I was watching Anderson Cooper while waiting for Ron Paul to come on Jay Leno. Well, it was hilarious because they did their show outdoor in New Hampshire. Okay, and they had the little area cordoned off, you know, for the people to do their show. There were so many Ron Paul supporters. In fact, they were all Ron Paul supporters. There were hundreds of them. that no matter which angle they shot Anderson Cooper from, all you could see was Ron Paul supporters and their signs behind him. And here they are, they're talking about all the front runners, and they're talking about every candidate but Ron Paul. But there, behind them, there's not one sign for anyone else, and there is an absolute sea of Ron Paul people and their signs. It was really pretty hilarious. If anybody missed it, you really missed it, because it was so funny. They were talking about all the other ones, but it was absolutely a wall of Ron Paul people and signs behind them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Renee, I saw that video, and you know what was really funny about this whole thing is that Anderson Cooper is up there, and he's saying, oh, well, gee, we're going to be talking about the front runners. Meanwhile, you got all these angry people behind it with Ron Paul signs. Like, if I'm a journalist, I'm going to check out what's going behind me, because that's a story. But he's not even looking at what's going on behind him. He just disregards it.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely hilarious. And they were very respectful. They would be quiet for him to do the show, and they would only start screaming Ron Paul as they were fading out to commercial, and you could hear them when they were coming back from commercial. But they were very quiet. But you could see they would, like, jiggle their signs to get your attention with them, where you'd see the signs jiggling behind Anderson Cooper's head. I mean, I laughed and laughed. I taped some of it. It was so good. You know, and the thing is, you're going to tell me in polls, they're telling us that 70% of the American people are against this war, and then you're going to tell me in New Hampshire, of all states, between Paul and Kucinich, the only two anti-war candidates, Paul gets 8%, Kucinich gets 1, for a total of 9. Now, I mean, what's fair? And and McCain, the big warmonger that would probably pick Lieberman as his running mate, comes out first. What fairy tale is this?
It's an absolute joke. I mean, McCain is saying that being in Iraq for 100 years is a fantastic idea. And he got 36% of the vote. Meanwhile, 70%, 75% of the American people are against the war. I mean, this is a bunch of crap.
That's just it. I say this is absolutely impossible. Well, let me let you move on to other callers.
All right. Thanks, Renee. I appreciate the call. Let's move on to Phil in Texas. You're on the air.
Hi, Lee. I've been watching the results, and I think it's kind of odd myself, because I was looking at – there's three things I noticed. I'm looking at CNN. The first one is when CNN put up a pie chart of the candidates of who has what, when Ron Paul was tied with Giuliani at 9%, they didn't even acknowledge Ron Paul on that pie chart. They had Giuliani listed.
Did that same thing in Iowa as well, didn't they?
Yeah, and the next thing I noticed is it just seems like the numbers are consistently spreading per thousand. First it was 100, an average of 100, and then as it got to 1,000, that's gotten up to 10,000. They're about 1,000 votes apart. They're just constantly in step as it changes.
The whole thing just doesn't make any sense. I just don't understand how John McCain can have so much support in the state. I mean, I know a few newspapers endorsed him and everything else, but I mean, come on. I mean, the majority of people in this country do not want this war. And look who's on top today. We got Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and we have John McCain and Mitt Romney on the other side. And Hillary Clinton, I mean, she's not going to end the war. Barack Obama has voted to fund the war. The only candidates on the Democrat side of the fence that are totally against the war are getting almost no votes. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, you're right. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. Let's go on to Bob in D.C. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Lee. I like your show. You're pretty new
there, sir.
At RBN.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, hey, if they're cheating, I guess you just have to learn how to cheat.
No, that's one way to look at it.
Well, this is
life and death here. I mean, with everything that's going on, we're facing an economic collapse. Gold hit a new high. I mean, things are really, really bad, and we need to get somebody who actually understands monetary policy to fix things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's just how much do you want to win? There's an interesting thing that happened over on the Hillary campaign. They had this, it must have been Jim Carville. He must be all over this thing. But she made a comment, I believe it was last night, and it was sort of directed at, I'm sure, at Obama. But here's the comment. Listen to this. This is a great one. And it doesn't say anything really bad, but it makes a point that you can't miss. Listen to this. This is her talking. Dr. King's dream began to be realized when President Johnson passed the Civil Rights Act. It took a president to get it done. Now, that doesn't say anything, but it says everything.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, all the stuff coming out of the Hillary Clinton campaign, I mean, she's got all these strategists and
well, that's the
and everything
that
else.
Ron Paul has got $20 million. And from what I've heard, he's not spending it. And the people, I wouldn't trust those people around him with anything. I mean, if they've got that amount of money, they should have put everything into this campaign. I remember from 28 years ago when I was campaigning down there, and that was the last time I did it. That's the place to be. If you don't hit at least a single or a double in New Hampshire, you know your chances are diminished greatly. And coming in fifth just isn't right. Even if they cheated some, it's at best fourth, and he should have been third.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's interesting? I from what I heard, he only spent around $1.5 million of the money he had in New Hampshire.
There's
I think
problem.
That was a huge mistake.
He's got amateurs working for him, or worse. And I mean that, and I accentuate, or worse. Because that just can't happen. A pro would never let that happen.
I hear you, Bob, and I appreciate the call. No,
partner.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, I totally agree with you. I mean, I just don't understand how they could only spend $1.5 million in New Hampshire. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, we gave him $20 million in the fourth quarter. A good majority of it should have been spent here in New Hampshire, and that clearly wasn't done. And I think I said this on my show yesterday, but my dad actually went up to the campaign headquarters to pick up some signs, and they said, oh, we're all out of signs. This is like a week before the New Hampshire primary. That's totally unacceptable, especially when you consider that all these campaigns, they were going over all over the place, just planting signs, just rows of signs. You see rows of Clinton signs, rows of Romney signs. And that's what the Ron Paul campaign should have been doing. They should have tons of signs. They should have canvassed the state. But, you know, I'm just being a Monday morning quarterback, and clearly not spending the money has proven to be a huge mistake. Let's go on to DeLoyd in Idaho. You're on the air.
Hi there.
How you doing, sir? What's on your mind?
I just got two statements to make. I spell vote fraud DIEBOLD. And the only way we're going to correct this fraud is to vote from the tin box. We have to go in and seize these machines, prove that they have tampered with them and the vote, and then throw them in the lake, period. That's
sounds
all
like a good
say.
Start to me. Sounds like a good start to me. I mean, we got a bunch of these Diebold machines, and I just don't trust them. We need to go to a strict paper ballot vote.
Yeah, there's no way that this can be considered legitimate by anybody with more than two gray cells to rub together. It just cannot be considered legitimate. I mean, that senile McCain leader, you got to be kidding me.
Well, yeah, especially a couple months ago, he was pretty much written off, especially with his support of that amnesty bill. I don't understand how he could have gotten so much of the vote with some of the crazy things this guy has been saying, along with his support of that amnesty bill.
Now, nobody wants him. Nobody wants him except the major media. And exactly what the media wants is what the votes reflect, the so-called votes. Those are not votes. That's a program put into those machines. That's all there is to it.
Well, it's interesting you mention that about the program, because there's this one guy who is responsible. It is his company. I believe Bev Harris has this stuff on our website, blackboxvoting.org. And basically, this one guy has been given the contract to program all the Diebold machines here in New Hampshire. I think that's a good place where we need to start and investigate.
Yeah, If I recall right, there was a guy who was approached to write a program for those machines to throw the vote. And I think it's in Bev Harris's website somewhere. I know it was way back. It might have been in the 2000 election that come out. But, you know, Americans need to learn that their vote doesn't count. And they're going to have to make their vote count. And in my opinion, the 10 bucks is the only way to vote. With the way these people are playing, and that's just it. There's just no way. We've got to eliminate the criminals from the government. And if that means every one of them being seized and tried in the street publicly and hung on the light post, then that's what needs to be done. But we've got to get rid of them. Money isn't going to do anything. Signs isn't going to do anything. We have to take matters into our own hands, get rid of the criminals in the government, or shut down the government. And that's our job. Our job is to shut down the government when it's not doing what we want it to do.
I hear you, and believe me, I totally hear what you're saying, and I appreciate the call. We got a bunch of calls lined up, so
okay,
I have to get
have
to the rest of the people.
Now.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, it's just so frustrating because, you know, I just look at this whole thing, and clearly we have so many inconsistencies, and the people who are responsible for engineering this stuff are a bunch of criminals, and they should be held accountable for what they are doing with our electoral process, because I think it's clearly being subverted with what I'm seeing here. I mean, the majority of the American people are against the war. And I expect to get Kucinich to do a hell of a lot better than 1%. I think that's a joke. And clearly, this is designed to mirror what the media is projecting. I'm extremely frustrated with this and very upset, to say the least. Let's go on to, I think it's Terry. Terry in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hello, Rogers?
Yes, hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah.
How you doing?
It's no real fantasy to me to what's going on there. I know what's behind it. You know, Lenin in Russia once said that it isn't who votes, it's who counts the votes. He once said that, you know. That's what's important. It's who's in there counting the votes and controlling the voting machines. And it doesn't represent what the people want at all. You can see that in New Hampshire. It's not checking out at all.
Well, yeah, it's a big joke. I mean, with everybody against the war, and you got two warmongers on the Republican side getting the majority of the vote, and you got a couple other people on the Democrat side of the fence who have either funded the war or voted for the war. I mean, Hillary Clinton is basically spewing the same rhetoric that George Bush has spewed about Iran, saying that no option should be off the table. I have her on tape saying that.
70 to 75% of people are against the war, and they're voting, and they're putting McCain in. And McCain says that we're going to be in there in the Iraq for 100 years. It's going to be a 100-year war. Now you can't believe tell me that the people in this country are voting in McCain when he comes out with a statement that we're going to be in that war for 100 years. Can you imagine that? People against the war? It just doesn't even make sense.
It's pure insanity. I mean, clearly, especially with McCain's involvement with the Keating Five, and you know he's got kind of a shady past himself. And it's funny that none of these things get brought up at the debates. You would think that if these moderators were actually fair and balanced, they would actually bring up some of these past indiscretions, but they don't even mention it.
Well, the fact that Lieberman's going to be a running mate in there, that's already predetermined now too. That's kind of strange. He's a Jew. His first allegiance is to Israel. We all know that where Lieberman stands, and who stands to benefit from the war in Iraq anyway? It's Israel. Israel stands to has benefited from the war, and more than anything else. That was the purpose of going in there in the first place, is to protect and keep Israel safe. So it's a Jewish powerhouse in this country that's controlling our elections and our candidates and our polls and everything. Let's get down to the real truth. It's an Israeli influence. You know what Aryan Sharon said once about us? He said, "Don't make no mistake about it. Israel controls United States foreign policy. Make no mistake about it. He came right out and said that. What does that tell you?
Well, there's certainly some conflicts of interest. I mean, there's no reason for us to be subsidizing Israel, or for that matter, any other country, for their defenses. I mean, it's a joke, and that needs to stop.
Well, we're being milked. We're being milked blind with Israel. We're being milked blind. We're protecting it. We've got puppets set up in all the Arab countries there, so that go along with our foreign policy, and that's to protect Israel. And we wiped out Iraq. That's to protect Israel. And we're spending billions of dollars on it. It's all to protect Israel's interests. That's what it's all about. And I can't believe that these votes are not for any other purpose than to get to protect and to continue with the Israeli alliance and protection of Israel. That's what it's all about. And that goes for Hillary. Hillary's she's backed by the New York bankers and the New York Jews. And that's where she comes from.
Terry, I hear you, and thanks for the call. We have to break. We'll get to Steve's call on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, last segment here on the show, and before we get to Steve's call, just to recap, we have Ron Paul. Looks like he's going to end up in fifth place. He's now trailing by 1,200-something votes to Rudy Giuliani, and you know, of course, those are the results that we're getting from the mass media complex, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. But let's get to Steve's call. Steve in South Carolina, you're on the air. Steve, are you with us? Hello, Steve. Steve from South Carolina. Oh, I guess we lost him. Guess he's gone. But anyway, I mean, back to the results. Ron Paul with around 17% of the vote.
Hear me now?
Oh, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, for some reason my phone was muted while you were doing the commercial. I had to unmute it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
what's on your mind?
This is Steve, the sign guy in Spartanburg, South Carolina. These guys have a sign, and their sign says, cheaters always win. You know, it's like going to a poker game, and if you went to play to a poker game and you play with McCain and Giuliani and Huckabee and Romney, I mean, you assume they're going to cheat. And there was something I found out. I listened to the Daniel Ott show, the EdGM, and this person brought up something that enlightened me. The Pharisees and Sadducees were not just the priests of those days. The Pharisees and Sadducees were also the government and the media. So these people we're dealing with are the Jews that call themselves Jews but are not Jews but are the synagogue of Satan. They're liars and they're cheaters, and we just have to accept that.
No, they're certainly a bunch of criminals because, I mean, everything that I see in the mass media complex is a lie. Everything I see from the government is a lie. You know, I mean, if you start researching all the stuff that they're saying, it's a bunch of crap. And I'm just tired of seeing it from these people. And what's sad is that there are all these people who just continually believe what these people keep ferreting out there.
Right. You know, the thing is, I don't have a TV, but just listening recently, they've been saying, oh, New Hampshire is McCain country. McCain won there in 2000. They've been putting this out in the media like, McCain owns New Hampshire, and, you know, now McCain won. And I'd like to know where all these voters are. I'd like to, like, see them and talk to them in person.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know who would have actually supported John McCain up here. Now, everybody that I've been talking to, it's going for Ron Paul or somebody else. You know, John McCain was one of the last choices. I mean, just a couple months ago, he was polling very poorly, primarily because of that amnesty bill he supported and a number of other things that he's had going on in his past.
Yeah, so it just doesn't make sense how he had this landslide victory.
Yeah, it's just a creation of the media. Just a creation of the media.
Yeah, so, you know, the point is these people are still lying, they're still cheating, but one day they will pay the price.
I hear you, Steve, and I appreciate the call. We're pretty much out of time. We've got like a minute left, and I just want to recap a few things. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody who called and gave your 2 cents on this fiasco that was the New Hampshire primary. And, you know, maybe it was just being overly optimistic to think that we'd actually see a fair election and we would see a Ron Paul victory, because I firmly felt that, assuming that everything was on a level playing field, Ron Paul should have taken the state handedly. With the amount of supporters that he had up here, with the grassroots support, with all the libertarians and independents up here, you know, I firmly believe that he was going to do very, very well. So this is a huge disappointment, and I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of stuff that's going to be analyzed about what happened here. But anyway, that's it for the show. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care. Since 19-